started the fifth for a sing song. We sing a song, ready to lose the conflict in prayer. So.
Pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day, and we're thankful for this time that we can be here together to share in our love for you and to study your word. And we're thankful for Elijah and those that are available here to teach us in these studies and their ability to do so and help us to learn much about your will and especially about your son and his love for us and the example that he has left for us to be more like him and to bring many souls to you. We're mindful of our responsibility that we have in this life to be an example to others and to lead others to you and to faithfully be servants of yours. We're thankful for the church which you gave your son to die for and the local work here. We're thankful for the members here and their devotion to you and to each other. We pray that we will grow both spiritually and in number and that we will be shining lights in this community and be what we should be in your kingdom. Mindful of those that are not able to be with us tonight, those that are ill, Sister Beth and others that are not able to be with us, we pray that their health will be restored. We're thankful for answered prayers on my behalf and others who have been ill recently and your watchful hand that has helped bring us back to health. Please be with those that are traveling, have upcoming trips, and we pray that you will be with us and keep us safe. Please help us every day to remember our purpose in life is to serve you and to reach toward that home in heaven for eternity, and we look forward to the day when we can all worship you for eternity. And we pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.
Almost felt like I needed to run up here and get my spot. No, but tonight I want to talk for a couple minutes about giving yourself grace. When you've sinned or you make a mistake, what are some of the first thoughts that cross your mind? Do you find yourself wallowing in it or beating yourself up for it? Or is it something closer to, I've made a mistake, I can and I will do better next time? If our goal is to be better, then our usual instinct could be, how could I let something like that happen? Or it might even go as far as, that was like the dumbest thing I could do. But the world says that that you've got to hustle, you've got to do more, and you've got to be the best version of yourself. And that could really put a lot of pressure on us to have it together. And it really could become like negative self-talk rather than repentance and productive reassurances. We need to give ourselves grace because God first gave us grace. This grace is kindness and forgiveness that we don't deserve, but was given to us anyways through God's sacrifice of Christ. We make mistakes, and we also deliberately do things that we know are wrong, and the Bible calls these sin, and every sin is against God Himself. And as our judge, He could rightly punish us for our sin, but instead, through Christ, God chose to offer us forgiveness. If you would turn to Romans chapter 3, Romans chapter 3, starting in verse 23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, to declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. So why does God choose to give us grace when He could punish us for everything that we do wrong? And the answer is because He loves us. And just a couple chapters over in Romans chapter 5, I'd like to start in verse 1 here for a moment. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. This grace came at the cost of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who lived a perfect life here on this earth and came down and sacrificed His life for our sins. We deserve punishment, but He takes it for us. Grace is a gift offered to us by God, and He's willing to give it to any who are willing to repent and receive. And I'll read this real quick. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 reads, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." So we know through the covering of His perfect blood in baptism, God has forgiven us of our sins. We are no longer condemned by our mistakes and failures, nor should we continue to punish ourselves for them either. And we can rest in His grace, and as we follow the path He's made for us, and we can know that we're within that grace. God shows this grace freely to his people, but in order to be covered, a decision has to be made on our parts. The decision to turn from our past transgressions and to be baptized in his blood and devote our lives to walking in the path that he's set for us. If you haven't made that decision tonight, then we're not promised any other time than now. We have water ready, and please enter into the grace of God tonight. If we can help you with that or in any way, we invite you to please come forward as we stand and sing.
There's a fountain of grace just for you and me. Let us sing so.
Let us pray. Dear our heavenly, everlasting Father, we come to you tonight with great humility and understanding of how great you are. We thank you for the ability you've given to us to come together and search your word for deeper understanding of the promise you've given to us. We thank you for
the comfort that comes from your word, to know that you're in control of the world around us. We thank you for the country you've given to us, that we can worship without persecution. We ask that you guide our leaders so that they do not affect our ability to worship you and to teach about your word. We ask that you help those who cannot be with us, that whether it be a physical or spiritual problem, that they can be healed of that and come join us again. We ask that you help us to live in accordance with your word as we go out and shine your light everywhere that we go. We ask that you help those who are traveling, especially the Jamersons and those traveling to the Vestavia Hills singing, that you continue to protect them. We ask that you help us to keep prayer in our lives regularly as we have that connection to you in the direct contact through your Son. We thank you for sending your Son to have the promise and all the comforts it gives us to know that this life is not the end and that we have a hope to be in heaven with you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.